from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
That. I was watching a little bit of Daily Show. I was trying to kind of channel a little bit of that showmanship and what have you. Because, you know, why not? Why not? Why do I have to start saying, hello, hello and welcome to a show? Hello.
Yeah, it's true. I do admit that we have been coming into it a little bit flat lately. But when you do it this often, it stops being like a woo event and more like what's next. But
exactly, which is why we can't do that. I mean, you watch the pros do it and you realize, yep, they fucking turn it on. They turn it on all the time. And I do not envy the Daily Show because they do it 4 days a fucking week. Mm. I don't know how they fucking do it. They must have a lot of talented, really, really talented people because just even doing it, we do four radio shows a week and we're not as on as they are.
Yeah, there's some misses. That's okay, though. Right?
I hope so. I hope so. Let me ask you something. You were telling me a little bit earlier about something that you had read concerning Bill Maher, and can you please explain what this is? Because I'm fucking infinitely curious, and you're not leading into this.
Okay, well,
talk about it fucking now.
Here's the deal: Bill Maher just wrote an article for the LA Times talking about birthers. And if you don't know what a birther is, consider yourself lucky, because that means that you're not stuck into the retardation of cable news. But a birther is somebody that believes that Barack Obama was not born in America.
Oh, they have a name?
Yeah.
They have a name now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're called birthers? I thought you were going to say it was some kind of prenatal weird ritual that women were suddenly fucking falling for because maybe Oprah had said something positive. Because you think birthers, you're like, are they all for natural birth or something like that? That's what it sounds like, man.
They just think that he was not born in America and therefore is not really the president. Now, the thing about this is that we've been hearing about this since before the election, but now it's turning into this. There was a recent poll release that said that the majority of Republicans actually believe, considered our birthers. They have questions about whether or not he was born in America or not.
I think that it is a very good test to find out who is a racist and who is not a racist.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty clear. Whatever, if you're a birther, you are a fucking racist. Because you cannot accept the fact that he has demonstrated time and again his birth certificate. You're like, certainly he can't be from here. He's not white. What's that about? What's that about?
Yeah. Well, it's getting more traction, and you were telling me, I think, something about Lou Dobbs talking about it on CNN. The religious connotations are rather anti-religious because we're an anti-theistic show, not atheist. No, you should change the show. It's not the goodatheist.net anymore. It's now the anti-religion atheist anti.
I think that it can function now as one of those hilarious oxymorons.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. I'll record what I record and consider it good.
But the reason that this has anything to do with atheism is just that Bill Maher was saying that this... first off, it's Bill Maher, and Bill Maher did Religulous.
Religulous.
And you should check that out. Second off.
What does he say? Was he framing it in a religious context, as in sort of atheists aren't likely to be birthers?
He was framing it in a this isn't right versus left. This isn't some kind of political issue. This is reality versus non-reality, and this is a serious problem because when you think about being, say, an atheistic person, you think about being a skeptical person.
Yeah, well, it's necessary. I mean, sure, you could have a whole bunch of people that call themselves atheists but demonstrate no, you know, skepticism towards anything else. I'm like, you have failed the first test. It's like, you got a false negative on God, but you're not really an atheist, you know? It's like, you got to do your research. You got to do a bit of your research to really have that position. So, and skepticism is the fucking necessary part of that. I like it that he kind of brings it back to irrationality in general. I mean, I find that there is just the rebirth of irrationality in this, you know, sort of like in the Western Hemisphere, because it's not just fucking America or Canada. I mean, it's a bunch of other countries as well that are embracing homeopathy and fucking all this other bullshit. And you're thinking, what the hell is going on? Well, it turns out that there's just a large percentage of the population that says no to reality all the time. It keeps coming at them. They're like, no, I say no to reality. They don't like it. So these are the same fucking groups, you know? You can show a person a birth certificate and they'll be like, no, it can't possibly be. He faked it. He's the president. He could do that if he wanted to. And you're just like, oh my God, what the hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I guess that's what I have to say about birthers.
Yeah, I pretty much agree. And it's just interesting that he's talking about the idea of how the idea spreads and how it can ruin you, even if there's nothing, no truth to it, and how it basically distracts from everything. Using the example of, say, Bill Clinton, a guy that that basically was hounded over nothing until all of a sudden they caught him doing something.
Yeah, he should have been hounded a lot more when he was basically butchering all these environmental laws and shit like that. Oh, Slick Willie was like the greatest Republican the Republicans have ever had.
Yep, it's true.
I'm like, you know what? You know who has a better track record than Bill Clinton? George W. Bush. Ta-da! On the environment. I mean, it's scary, man. It is fucking scary. He destroyed all the work that had been done, strangely enough, by Nixon, of all people.
Yeah, I heard that Nixon was a pretty big environmentalist.
Yeah, well, that was his kind of concessions at the time, right? You got a whole bunch of fucking peacenik BS guys that are sort of like close to going on the left. And he's like, well, hold on. We're also environmentalists. But then he creates like just terrible environmental laws that do the opposite of what they're supposed to do. But whatever, you know? How are you supposed to plan for that? You just fucking make a law and you think you're doing right when most of the time you're doing the exact opposite of what you want. That is a different fucking podcast altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being distracted by sirens right now?
I am. And it sounds like the truck might be outside our house.
No, I think we're fine. Man, there's a lot of fire trucks that keep going around and around. You can try to soundproof your fucking, you know, booth as much as you want, but sirens, just they're designed to penetrate all walls.
Yeah, they're meant to be heard, apparently.
I think they work, because we certainly heard that one.
Yeah,
lots of fires around this place. Old-ass buildings and people with fucking barbecues that haven't been cleaned in 4 years decide, I'm going to make some burgers while I'm drunk. Predictable fucking disaster later, bunch of fire trucks going down our street.
Mm. Yep. But yeah, that's my Bill Maher story, so... Ta-da.
It's a pretty good one. I thought you were going to go somewhere completely different with that, but I didn't
want to get into the political side of it all. I just wanted to kind of touch on the fact that it seems like there is a certain amount of unreality kind of going on.
The bubble of delusion just keeps growing. And I guess, you know what? I think it makes sense in this sense that, I mean, say you're a kid and you're just at the edge of the time where you're going to fucking say Santa's not real. You know, you get to that stage where you're like, well, I'm skeptical because there are clues, but fuck, I want Santa to be real, you know? You're like, if Santa's not real, then I'm not going to get my presents, and there's all kinds of negative consequences to you accepting the reality that fucking Santa's not around. That's how you see it at the time. So obviously, you know, you're going to be reticent. You're going to fucking want to stay within your bubble because you think it's nice and cozy, but when you fucking pop it, then you realize something. You're like, holy shit, Mom and Dad are the Santa Claus. I could just tell them what I want, and I'll get what I want. If I play along, they're going to keep giving me shit. And that's what you find in kids. Kids pretend to believe in Santa, man. It's a fucking con, and it's on us. It's on us, man. That's what I always loved about it. Just when you think, I'm doing this kid a favor by giving him this basic delusion, really all he's doing is twisting it around and using you.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. Thinking back to like when I was a kid, I'd say up until I was 11 years old, my parents would ask me, because whatever my parents fucking asked me, I always gave them the answer that I thought would make them the happiest. So that was just the way I was as a kid. So when they were like, do you still believe in Santa? Like, you believe in Santa, right? Santa's real, because, you know, my brother telling me stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, of course I do.
Liar. Liar, stinking liar. But of course, like I said,
I was going into the fucking closet every goddamn year looking through all the toys. I dug that stuff out every time.
Well, you can't be surprised. Look, I've said it before. When kids are young, they lack some of the kind of, you know, frontal cortex development that we have that allows us to have more empathy, basically. So you are a manipulative little shit when you're a child. I mean, the most probably you'll ever be in your life. So, of course, you're going to just basically try to bamboozle people and that kind of stuff. Doesn't mean you don't love them. You just want to get yours really bad.
Yep. How many times have you laughed at the crude, adorable fucking tricks that your kids try to play on you?
You're amused by their guile. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You're amused by it. You're like, you little bastard, you little fucker, and it's delightful. And then you realize that's. I think it's also more special when you realize how great the con is, and you're like, holy moly. You're smart, kid. I hope you develop empathically, because otherwise, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, my parents never saw never saw that side of the horrible things that I used to do. Oh well,
they only saw the
destruction I caused. The destruction.
All right. Speaking of destruction, I want to talk about this game show that is going on in Turkey. They haven't put it on yet, but basically it's been fucking greenlit. It is going through, and the show is called Penitence. Where is it? Penitence Compete, and it's basically they invite 10 atheists onto the show, and they have a panel of religious experts of different religions, and they all try to convert you. And if you get converted, you win as a prize a free trip to the Mecca of the religion of your choice. This is the show.
I want to go on that show.
Wait. And before think it's all good, before you fucking start thinking that, because a lot of people were obviously, their first question was like, hold on a second.
Sign up?
Don't you think that a whole bunch of atheists are going to go on this show and say, I'm going to pretend to convert so I can go there? They have countered by saying, well, if they think it's going to be a vacation, it's not going to be one, because it's going to be centered entirely on religion. Now, if you're an atheist who loves that shit, you know, who does like religion? I mean, I fucking read that shit all the time. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I'm a fan of theology, just the same way that I'm a fan of Greek mythology, for God's sakes. I want it to be taught the same way. You know, like, here's what primitive humans used to believe in. You're like, ha ha, this whole Abraham-Isaac thing, that's really fucked up.
And he smote him for what?
For pulling out?
Of his, what was it, from his sister? Or
and it was his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
He pulled out. Bam, bitch, you're dead. Anyways, I'm a fan of those kinds of things because they're just so hilarious. Remember that one story? I wish I had that name, of the bald guy who rides into town and all these little kids make fun of him. So God basically sends bears to kill the children for making fun of his bald head. I mean, like, this is not an allegory. This is a fucking story about don't make fun of people with bald heads or God will punish you.
Yeah, Reverend Baldo put that in there.
And like, you know what? As a man who's slowly going bald, I understand the purpose of that story.
As a man who's already fucking two-thirds of the way there.
You understand it even more.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, okay? So it's not going to be a vacation. But I'm kind of wondering, do you get a prize if you convert one of their experts? Like, I want to go because I want to see what their challenge is going to be. I think that I could hilariously deconstruct these motherfuckers and take them for a ride. Because when you're an expert in nonsense, you can be stuck up your own ass and can't even answer some of the basic questions. Hey, priest, did Adam or Eve have a navel? Oh! It's as simple as that, and they can't answer. They're like, well, I don't know, maybe. And you're like, wow, that was really hard. That was really hard there to trick you. Because your own stuff is silly. I mean, really, just study it for a little while. You can impeach people with their own holy book. How hilarious is that? Impeach people with the Bible, you know? That leads me sort of like to the next topic of news, which is this show called The Chasers, War and Everything. It's kind of like, I guess it's big in
Australia. Yeah, it's Australian.
And I kind of dig it. It's like a variety show of pulling weird pranks.
Here's the deal with Australian television. It's because there's an entire continent there. It's a continent, right?
It is. It's the only continent that's also a country.
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure.
And you know what? We're bad in geography, but I'll stick with that one. I fucking stick by that one. That was fucking geography 101.
I just wasn't sure if, like, some of those other islands were on top of, like, of the same crustaceal fucking whatever.
Crustaceal. Those are tectonic plates and continents are different.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't fucking crossing any wires.
No, you're fine.
Over in Australia, they've got a whole bunch of people that want Australian content on Australian television, and the government takes very good care of all these people. And they make a ton of shows where guys just basically have cameras and they do their own segment pieces. Like, imagine 60 Minutes, but run by 20-year-olds.
Yeah, and it's kind of like community television turned up to a fucking 11.
Yeah, pretty much. And so they go around and they harass politicians and harass the press. They do everything that, say...
We used to do on Canadian television.
Yeah, exactly.
When we had guts back in the old days, glory days.
And yeah, Chasers, War and Everything is a pretty good comedy spoof getting people's faces kind of show. It's quite enjoyable.
So
you can download it off the internet.
Yeah, I it's a good show. I recommend it. And the particular thing I put up on the site was a segment where they went over to Texas and they were, you know, he brings over his kid and he's like, "Can you help me stow my child?" It's like, he's been swearing at me. He starts finding the passages, you know, finding a first person who's like, says that, yes, they believe the Bible is literally true. And thirdly, say, it's impeachment time, bitches. And you're like, well, you know, he gets this child actor to sort of swear at him. He's like, can you help me stone him to death? Because he just swore at me. And it says right here in the Bible that you need to stone to death children who curse you. Or he brings a midget and he says, this is a midget priest. Oh, no, not midget priest, a midget sorcerer. Like, we should be stoning him to death. And other people are like, no, that can't possibly be true. They're like, I think you're just twisting things, you know? No, that's really in the book, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was reading somewhere about how many Bibles are really distributed out there. Like, it's about 90% of Americans' home have the Bible, right? But a staggering amount of people can't fucking answer some of the basic questions. Like, they think that Joan of Arc was Noah's fucking wife. You know, that was half the fucking respondents that they polled. Half thought Joan of Arc was Moses' wife. Not very knowledgeable about the book itself, you know? Nobody knew who some of the most, you know, the road to Damascus, people thought that was just basically, you know, where Jesus was crucified or what were some of the, anyways, just a staggering ignorance of the very thing itself. And meanwhile, these are the same people going like, I believe it's literally true. I don't know it, but I believe it. And I'm just like, what? There's a problem with that statement. Let's see. What could it be? The order is wrong. You have to know something to believe it.
I honestly think it's just people saying things without thinking. Everybody's saying, oh, the Bible is literal. If you go through it step by step with them, they'll realize that the real answer is it is not literal.
Well, sometimes people have this. They're complex. Their clever answer is like, well, this was written at a time that was different for different people. And you're just like, well, what do we do? It's not for us then, hey? Well, toss it. Fucking toss it. Or put it in a fucking case somewhere and be like, look, children, people used to look at this book and think answers were inside.
Here's a question for you. If religion did toss the book and just and basically all the rules out the window and just say, you know, follow what you feel is right, would that make religion okay?
Follow what you feel is right? That's almost worse. Because the whole do what feels right is kind of, or here's a better example. Do what God tells you, which is what the fundamental Church of Latter-day Saint believes. You know the ones that actually follow Joseph Smith's writings? Mm. Well, they have this concept that you can, you know, God will communicate directly to you. There is no fucking interpreter. He speaks directly to you. And you'll find that there are a number of tragic cases where fundamentalists who heard voices and who were convinced that God was telling them to do things would do horrible things, like mutilate people, you know, murder them. And of course, they were like, God told me to do it, and my church says that I should listen to God. So, yeah, that is the problem with sort of like taking a feel-good attitude. In a sense, religions are stable because they have the do what we tell you otherwise clause, you know, that ensures their stability. That ensures people will follow them because they're like, I don't know what to follow, but this guy says follow me, and I don't know what to follow, so okay. It's like when there is no option, sure, people will fucking take religion. It seems like it's really well organized. Everybody's like nice and friendly when you go to their little meets, and you're like, huh, they have a solution to how to live my life because I can't fucking figure it out for myself. Good on them. And of course, they're going to be like, well, yeah, they told me that the book is literally true. I should follow it. And I opened up a couple passages and it worked for me. So I figured, yeah, this book, this rule book is there and it's cemented and it's good. Fucker, you got to read the whole thing. And then you should probably see, oh, wait a minute. They can't really seem to tell me how to live a good life. They keep on doing some really fucked up shit, like molesting kids or, you know, fucking, which now leads me to my next story, or decapitate little girls. Let's fucking talk about that shit. Happened in a rural village in India. I won't name it to you because it isn't, I can't pronounce it and you wouldn't care, so it doesn't matter. But let me assure you that it's in the rural area. And basically, there was in the village, I guess, a lack of males for some weird reason. You know, it's not a big village, and I guess a couple of them died due to malnutrition or cholera or all kinds of things that happened in a rural shithole. And basically, a priest lured him and three of his associates lured a little girl into a field and decapitated her alive in order to please the gods so that they could have some male heirs. And that's a great thing.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
That is really fucking stinking horrible. You know, I mean, these traditions happen more regularly and frequently than we would like to know. I mean, this is a lucky event that it's reported that somebody actually arrested these guys because they're saying, like, this is enough. But beyond the, you know, sort of like the more gruesome aspects, there's still some pretty fucked up stuff that people are doing, you know? Like, go anywhere in the world and people are practicing all kinds of horrible superstitions, causing all kinds of bodily harm, removing clitorises, fucking cutting off bits of their skin, you know, just torturing women because they think that they're witches. I mean, it's just, it is not a good list of actions here, and you're...
Yeah, when we're starting to look at the disparity between... You know, first world, third world, it's starting to get pretty horrible as to what's still going on down there.
Well, let me tell you something. Those places have religion, and it's not better. It's worse, okay? So the whole religion, Christianity kind of bullshit that it's a peace-loving thing and whatever, no, it's not. If it was, it would be working. It's not working. It is actually doing the very opposite that you say the religion does. The only reason you think religion is a thing of peace is because you live in a world of peace. And of course you're going to credit fucking anything that you think works. It's not religion that made things peaceful, I can assure you.
It's trade. Trade which is allowed by science.
It's all kinds of things, you know. It's when people don't live in misery, they tend not to kill each other. This is a good rule, but in order not to live in misery, you need to understand certain fundamental laws. And for that, you need to know science. Sorry, guys, you need science if you want to fucking not kill each other over weird-ass superstitions that have nothing to do with reality. You know, you're like, oh, my cattle got sick. It must have been that neighbor I had a fight with. Better go kill him. Yep, not understanding modern germ theory can cause some conflicts.
But what if it was the neighbor?
Well, you could try to do a whole CSI thing and prove that it was the neighbor, maybe. Mm-hmm.
But what
using
if,
science?
But what if he wasn't born in America?
Dun, 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 dun. I think that's a good way to sort of like tie it around.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's pretty much it. We will see everybody, I guess, what is it, Tuesday?
Tuesday's show, yeah. Assuming that I didn't mess it up like last Tuesday where I put it up Wednesday because I'd forgotten.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Total brain fart.
We had a brain fart. We had a collective brain fart on both sides. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yes, we will catch everybody who support us through the Patreon system. Now, if you are not familiar with this, if you're a new listener, we are a freemium service, so this is the free show. We also, if you enjoy the show, make a bonus one. We offer those to the paying members. We charge $20 a year, and you get access to our entire backlog of shows and the next shows for the next year, which will probably be 52, assuming that we don't die or something.
Yeah, I know.
or fail miserably because we didn't have enough support. So, hey, your help is appreciated.